Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Christianity is far different than what it is portrayed in the world. And Christianity means those who follow Christ. And in following Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is also the Lord God of the Old Testament before he became the only begotten Son of the Father, is the Lord of the New Testament. And that's what we need to keep in mind to understand the Bible. Now, there are some parts of the Bible that are difficult to understand, but it does not mean they cannot be understood. There are other parts of the Bible, as we have seen with the Ten Commandments. There is not one single of the Ten Commandments that is hard to understand. Now, what a lot of people like to do today is to say that the Bible is outdated. And based upon the erroneous assumption of the evolution of man and the elimination of God and the increase of atheism, all the commandments of God have been turned on their head, upside down, and evil has become good, and good has become evil to fight against and to get rid of. Now, we've had some series showing what men have done to the Bible and how they want to make the Bible to conform to what they believe. Yet the truth is this: God has preserved the original Hebrew for the Old Testament and the original Greek for the New Testament. And he has not left man without a witness. Even those Bibles, which beginning with Westcott and Hort in the 1880s, began to rearrange the Greek. However, there was one problem that they were confronted with, which is this: they could change what they had, but they could not change all the Greek manuscripts in the world. And since they did their dastardly work to try and change it, which in the 1890s created a lot of problems, and even the Roman Catholic Church challenged the Protestants as to why they kept Sunday in the 1890s. And all the Protestants had to admit that, yes, the Bible only teaches the Sabbath. But here we are 110 years later. And now people think that more of the Bible is obsolete. And because of picking and choosing the things that men like, they have forgotten the basic understanding of the Bible, because it is God's message for mankind, all of mankind, and each one of us in particularly. And God is so great, and God is so powerful, and God is so loving, that before he sends all of his judgments and calamities and death and destruction upon mankind, he is giving them a witness through his word, the Bible. He is giving a witness through those who preach, whether in truth or whether in contention. So God is not leaving himself without a warning and without an example. So before we get into the Queen James Bible today, let's come to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and let's see concerning the Word of God, because this becomes very important. The copies of the originals are known, and they are accurate. And in spite of all of the scholars and their work to change and manipulate and make null and void the Word of God, they have not been able to do so. the Word of God stands. And the Word of God is true. And since God has sent His Word into the whole world, and as we have covered in many languages and over 2,200 languages of the New Testament. So let's read a very important thing, because as we will see, men complain about what the Bible says by saying, we don't know what the original was because it has been written by men and translated by men. Well, we will answer that question before we get into the Queen James Bible. Because just like the others who want to change the Word of God to their doctrinal bias and misinterpretations to their personal beliefs, they are going contrary and against God. And yet, isn't it astonishing that men want to do their own way and have God sanction it? He will never do that. So 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, but wicked men and impostors shall become worse and worse, deceiving others and being deceived themselves. What a prophecy that is. And look at it. In every strata of society. Verse 14. But as for you, continue in the things that you did learn and were assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The writings are everything in the Old Testament. Now stop and think about this for just a minute. When the New Testament church began on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem with the 12 apostles there speaking in the languages of all those represented in different nations, preaching the Word of God, there was no New Testament. They had the Old Testament, and Paul says that through faith in Jesus Christ, you can have salvation from the teachings and the prophecies of the Old Testament. Now, the teachings of the New Testament add on to it. And just like the Old Testament is locked up in certain places, especially the prophecies of the end time, the New Testament is the key which unlocks the understanding. So they go hand in hand, because God inspired the Old Testament. You show me one place in the Old Testament, in the things concerning the law, in the things concerning the prophets, in the things concerning the writings, into things concerning the histories, where it was not the truth of God. Everything that Moses said was because God said. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now we need to understand these basic principles before we get to the Queen James Bible, because we are going to see what they have deliberately done to change the Word of God so that they feel justified in their abominable behavior and lifestyle and decadence. Verse 16, all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what all Scripture is, and all Scripture includes the New Testament. All means each and every word. And we will see all the major things that we are to do are not difficult to understand, and they are not misinterpretations. The misinterpretations are those who change the meaning through what they do, rather than being faithful to the truth. That's why we have the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, because we stand for the truth, not the doctrines of a denomination, not the teachings of men, not the traditions of men, not the misinterpretations and judgments of men who condemn the Scripture so that they can preach what they desire. Now, if you don't have the Holy Bible in its original order, you can go right online to the Original Bible Restored, and there you can order one. Now, let's continue on here. So that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Now, that's for all the teachers, so that they can teach the Word of God. That is for all of those who are what the Bible calls disciples or believers, so they can learn, so they can be taught. Now, let's come to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and again, we are going to review concerning the Word of God. So that when we explain to you what has been done by men to justify their perverse lifestyles and say that now God approves, we will see that they are wrong. Now let's understand something. Only 40 men wrote the entire Bible. If you believe that God is all-powerful and that God is almighty and that these men were converted and that they spoke what God wanted them to speak and they wrote what God wanted them to write, if you believe that, then how can you believe the perverted teachings of men? And how many have said, in spite of all the teaching, well, if we have Christ, we have everything, and we don't need to keep the law. Really, that's not true. Because Jesus said, he didn't say, if you have me, you have everything. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that includes all his words and all his commandments. Now, one little caveat before we look at the scriptures in 2 Peter, the first chapter. If you obey the simple things that you learn, you will begin to understand more of the Bible. You can't come to God and justify what you do and ask him to accept your sins. There must be repentance. There must be baptism. There must be these things that are necessary in order to serve God today according to the New Testament. And realize this, that the only one who can make amendments or changes to the Word of God is God himself. No man can do it. Only God. That's why Christ came. So when you read in the Old Testament about all the sacrifices and all the temple services and things, understand this. God destroyed the temple. There is no temple on earth. Our temple is in heaven above, directly to Jesus Christ and God the Father. So, those parts of the Bible serve to instruct us, especially not to tempt God, because we have a superior covenant in the new covenant to have direct access to God the Father and Jesus Christ in heaven above. And the New Testament is a superior covenant. but it is not devoid of laws and commandments. Rather, through the Spirit of God and the Word of God, they're written in our hearts and in our minds, see? That's the way that it is, so that we can love God. And when we go to the Old Testament, I'm going to show you clearly that the words of God, minus all the sacrifices and the priest laws which have been improved to a higher level through the Holy Spirit of God and the temple in heaven above, are for our instruction, and they are a foretaste of the New Testament and some of the very words of Jesus Christ. Now, 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly concocted myths as our authority when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his magnificent glory. Now stop and think for just a minute as we go on along. While we are going to talk about the problems of homosexuality and same-sex marriages, there are many, many other sins that other people do who are not committing those particular sins. But stop and think. All of those in Christendom know, without a doubt, Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, Lent, Easter, all of those have come from paganism. They know it. Likewise with Sunday. They know it's a tradition of men. So therefore, all of those are myths and have no standing in the Word of God. So you cannot take those things and observe those things and think you're doing right to God and ask God to bless you because he never sanctioned them. Let's go on. Because he received glory and honor from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And this is the voice from heaven that we heard when we were with him on the holy mountain. Now this is recalling the experience that Peter, James, and John had when Jesus took them up to the holy mountain and in vision was transfigured. And they saw Jesus in a glorified form, and they saw Elijah and Moses in form. Not that they were in heaven. This was a vision. And that was to show the very power of God to them. Now, do you think that those men would turn around and write evil things? Do you not think that God could move them to do the things that are right? To write the things that he wanted? Now this becomes important. Very important, not only for the topic that we're covering in this segment, but also with all the other segments. Verse 19, we also possess the confirmed prophetic word to which you do well to pay attention, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. Now, the light is Christ, the day dawns is his return, and the morning star arising in your heart is the resurrection. Now, verse 20. Here's the first thing we need to know and understand concerning the Word of God. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture, that means any writing or speaking of Scripture, notice, originated as anyone's own private interpretation. Now that's important to understand, because nearly every false doctrine in Christianity is based upon a false personal interpretation or private interpretation. Verse 21, because prophecy was not brought at any time by human will, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so we can trust the Word of God. Now, we're going to look at some scriptures concerning sexual behavior today. And it's important that we understand that there is nothing difficult to understand about these scriptures. Now, the homosexuals call their Bible a gay Bible. And what they say is this: the Queen James Bible is based on the King James Bible, edited to prevent homophobic misinterpretations. Now, what we're going to read is heterophobic misinterpretations and deliberate twisting of the Word of God. Let's see what they say. Homosexuality was first mentioned in the Bible in 1946 in the Revised Standard Version. There is no mention of or reference to homosexuality in any Bible prior to this. Only interpretations have been made: anti-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. So they say, anti-LGBT Bible interpretations commonly cite only 8 verses in the Bible that they interpret to mean homosexuality is a sin. 8 verses out of thousands. Let's stop and think about this. Is any word of God in vain? Do you think with such an important topic as this, the very substance of life and death, that God would leave it to an interpretation? No, he did not. We will see he did not. So they claim this: the Queen James Bible seeks to resolve interpretive ambiguity in the Bible as it pertains to homosexuality. We will see that is utterly a false premise, because there is no ambiguity whatsoever, as we will see. What is ambiguous about "you shall not commit adultery"? And all of the sex laws stem from that, and are subcategories of that commandment. Is that difficult to understand? Everyone knows, whether they know the Bible or not, that adultery is sex between male and female outside of marriage. And the Bible has a lot to say about that as well. And none of the scriptures are hard to understand, nor are they interpreted. In bold lettering, they say, "We edited those 8 verses in a way that makes homophobic interpretations impossible." Aren't we good little boys and girls in doing this? We're going to go up to God and say, "God, you got it wrong. We have it right." Remember the scripture that says, "Shall the thing that is made say to its maker, 'What are you making? You don't have any idea as to what you are doing.'" Well, 2 things happen with that. With the parable of the potter, God says, the potter can squash it down and start anew. Or, if it's already done and finished and contaminated, he can break it and break it in pieces. And that is exactly the punishment that comes upon people who break and transgress the 10 commandments of God, and who go further and get angry at God and stuff their own way in God's nose and say, "God, look at what we have done. You must accept this because we are such good people." We've only reinterpreted 8 verses in the Bible. What we're going to find is that there are other verses in the Bible that clarify these things. So we need this as a backdrop in order to understand the hatefulness against God in this world and the hatefulness against any form of Christianity in this world and the hatefulness against proper marriage, God-sanctified marriage between husband and wife, male and female, the way that God has created us and commanded us. And as we have seen in Romans, the first chapter, this is the cycle of all nations that reject God and come down to the time like we are today, leading to the destruction of Western civilization. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and go to our homepage. We have well over 50 articles and booklets that you can download into your computer so you can use to study. These things for Church at Home are available because you're not going to get these in any church on any street corner that you would go to any Sunday morning. So these are vital and important things for you to do so you can learn of God in your own home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.